Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown for the companies moving the market. Today, we're digging into ServiceNow's second quarter 2026 results, and this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
And Alex, this was a genuinely loaded call. Bill McDermott came out swinging, comparing ServiceNow's trajectory to a seven-year-old prediction that they'd be the defining enterprise software company of the 21st century. Bold claim, but the numbers actually back it up this quarter.
Let's start with the headline stuff. Subscription revenue hit $3.877 billion, up 23% year-over-year in constant currency. That's a full point and a half above the high end of their own guidance. Current RPO, which is basically their forward-looking bookings number, came in at $13.2 billion, up 21.5%, beating guidance by 200 basis points.
An operating margin at 29.5%, 3 points above guidance. That's the kind of beat-and-raise quarter that gets analysts excited. They also had 123 deals over $1 million in net new ACV, up 40% year-over-year. This wasn't a company squeaking by. It was outperformance across literally every metric they guided to.
The AI story is really what everyone wants to talk about, though. ServiceNow AI ACV crossed $1 billion this quarter, and they're still tracking toward their $1.5 billion target by end of year. Gina Mastantuono, the CFO, said net new AI ACV growth accelerated over 40% quarter over quarter.
What stood out to me is the adoption data. The number of customers with agentic AI actually in production has grown 9x in the last 9 months. And first-time agentic AI buyers among renewal customers doubled both quarter over quarter and year over year. That's not just existing customers upgrading. That's genuinely new demand entering the funnel.
Let's talk cybersecurity because Bill spent a shocking amount of airtime on this. He said ServiceNow's security business is now the fastest growing among the top 10 cyber companies, built on the recent Armis and Visa acquisitions layered on top of their existing risk and compliance business.
Right, and the framing was interesting. Visa handles identity across humans, machines, and AI agents, while Armis tracks physical devices, already monitoring 7 billion of them in real time. Bill's pitch is that as AI agents proliferate, he cited a stat of 2.2 billion new AI identities entering the enterprise. Someone needs to govern all of it. That's their AI control tower pitch, essentially a command center for visibility across every AI system, native or third party.
It's a smart positioning move. Instead of competing directly with the hyperscalers or the model labs, they're saying, we don't care who wins the AI race. We're the governance layer everyone needs regardless.
There is also real color on the CRM side, which people forget ServiceNow is even in. It's now a $2 billion ACV business, an average deal size doubled year over year. The standout anecdote was a large airline running voice AI customer service through ServiceNow, handling 5 million annual calls already in year one.
On the analyst Q&A, Tyler Radke from Citi pushed on something worth flagging for listeners. The full-year revenue guidance raise was actually pretty modest relative to how strong second quarter looked. Gina explained that roughly half of the second quarter beat was just timing, some federal on-prem revenue pulled forward from third quarter into second quarter, and she said she's being deliberately conservative on the back half.
That's a good example of reading past the headline beat. It's not that the underlying business is weaker than it looks. It's that management is choosing caution given the broader macro uncertainty around enterprise spending. Worth noting, they still raised full-year subscription revenue guidance to $15.755 to $15.770 billion, about 21% constant currency growth.
There was also a question about sales headcount ballooning, and Gina was upfront that it's a mix of three things: inherited talent from the Moveworks, Visa, and Armis acquisitions, deliberate investment ahead of the security ramp, and general growth hiring. Bill added a commitment that by 2027 they'll be back to pre-acquisition headcount levels even after absorbing three companies, which should help operating margin continue expanding.
One thing I want to flag for listeners tracking valuation and margin trends, gross margin guidance ticked down slightly, and that's actually a good news problem. It's driven by more customers using hyperscaler infrastructure and heavier AI consumption, both signs of adoption. Management was clear that operating margins stayed flat despite that pressure, and they expect the cost curve to improve as hyperscaler volume scales.
For the fiscal year, they're now guiding to 31.5% operating margin and 35% free cash flow margin. For third quarter specifically, subscription revenue between $3.975 and $3.980 billion, roughly 20% constant currency growth, with CRPO growth also guided at 20%.
So stepping back, what's the takeaway for investors? ServiceNow is leaning hard into a narrative that they're not just an AI beneficiary, but the governance and control layer that makes enterprise AI usable and secure. The cybersecurity pivot via Armis and Visa is still early days, but the growth rate they're claiming there is notable. And the core ITSM and ITOM business, the bread and butter, is still growing nicely and pulling through the newer AI products.
The renewal rate stayed at a best-in-class 98%, which tells you customer retention isn't being disrupted by any of this expansion. And they now have 658 customers generating over $5 million in ACV, with 32 more crossing the $20 million threshold in the past year.
Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Looking ahead to third quarter, keep an eye on whether that federal government pull forward normalizes as expected, and watch for updates on the new AI-native product line Bill teased, the ticketless conversational service desk experience, he said is heading toward general availability soon.
That's going to be a big one to track. If it lands the way they're describing it, it could open up a whole new pricing motion beyond their existing enterprise base.
That's it for this breakdown of ServiceNow's second quarter 2026. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next quarter.
Take care, everyone.